USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry. For 67 years, the American Bar Association has conducted comprehensive peer reviews of the professional qualifications of federal judicial nominees, including all 34 U.S. Supreme Court nominees. The ABA gives Amy Barrett a well-qualified ranking, the association's highest rank. As the confirmation hearings continue, today's posturing comes from both sides of the aisle. Senator Feinstein of California.
Most importantly, health care coverage for millions of Americans is at stake with this nomination.
Senator Mike Lee of Utah.
Anytime anyone tries to attribute to you a policy position and hold you to that, you're not a policymaker, you're a judge. That's what we're here to discuss.
Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina said Sunday that the Senate Judiciary Committee will complete interviews and hearings during the next 3 weeks. USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
The White House and Speaker Nancy Pelosi are releasing dueling letters describing the state of talks on a new stimulus package. The letter from Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin and Chief of Staff Mark Meadows accused the House of passing two separate partisan bills instead of compromising with us on a bipartisan legislation. However, they pledged to keep trying to work with Democrat leaders in Congress. Speaker Pelosi panned the latest White House proposal. The California Democrat said it's wholly insufficient when it comes to virus-related issues like testing. President Trump's son, Eric, says his father wants to debate Democratic nominee Joe Biden face-to-face. On ABC's This Week, the younger Trump says in-person debates have been the feature of the nation's politics. He described a virtual debate as a glorified conference call. The second debate set for this week won't happen after a viral format change. However, Eric Trump says the president is still willing to debate Biden in person this week. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Is Christopher Columbus getting a raw deal these days? USA Radio News' Tim Berg reports.
There was no in-person Columbus Day parade in New York City this year. The Columbus Heritage Foundation, which plans the event, announced the decision in a video posted to its website and YouTube channel on Friday, saying this was due to the coronavirus pandemic. In recent years, a collection of cities and states have chosen to replace Columbus Day with Indigenous People Day, including Minnesota, Vermont, and San Francisco. As far as what people get wrong about Christopher Columbus, Dr. Robert Royal tells Fox News,
"Look, if your kids have gone to public schools for the past couple of decades, the two phrases they probably learned about Columbus is one, that he was a genocidal maniac, which of course no historian really believes, or that he was worse than Hitler. Now, Hitler killed 40 million people and then actually did try a genocide against the Jews. He killed 6 million Jews in Europe. So these comparisons are ridiculous, but they have been part of our educational system for decades. And that's one of the reasons why these young people, you see them stomping on statues of Christopher Columbus, because, and I don't even blame them, because they've been taught that he's some sort of monster."
MVP LeBron James and the Los Angeles Lakers won the Larry O'Brien Trophy Sunday. How much longer can LeBron go?
You know, having three kids, having a, you know, a high school sophomore right now who's, you know, it's just, you know, a lot of that stuff plays a part. But as far as the game, I know I could play the game for quite a while.
I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.